Governor Tom Wolf has launched a four-person task force focused on municipal pensions, and he's revealed which fixes he favors for dealing with the $7.7 billion problem. Wolf's announcement breaks 5 months of silence about his ideas to deal with the issue. But Keystone Crossroads' Emily Previty reports many experts regard one of his suggestions as risky in general and ill-advised as far as timing is concerned.
The worst-funded systems are in urgent need of short-term fixes for their cash flow problems. Wolf suggests using pension obligation bonds repaid by municipally owned water and sewer system revenues, if appropriate. But such borrowings have had mixed and sometimes disastrous results. His spokesman, Jeff Sheridan, says the governor is not mandating anything, necessarily.
It's not a one-size-fits-all approach. He's only asking for these to be considered.
Wolf proposes merging the state's thousands of municipal pensions into one and banning benefit increases by distressed funds. The governor also wants to set professional standards for investment managers and prohibit using state aid to pay them. Steve Malanga, a fellow at the right-leaning Manhattan Institute, says that's probably not enough, especially since the stock market is at near historic highs.
So you're going to be paying interest on the bonds, and the stock market doesn't have a lot further to go. So it's not a great time necessarily to be taking that kind of a risk.
Wolf's proposal was similar for underfunded statewide systems for teachers and state workers. Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads.